Charlie Harper is famous in the art world for his simplistic views of nature. Birds, trees, and plants are all depicted with lines, bold colors, and carefully arranged geometric shapes. That simplicity attracted the Kalamazoo Nature Center. It's brought an exhibit of Harper's work to use as a teaching tool for children. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg gives us a peek inside.
It's a Tuesday afternoon in the Kalamazoo Nature Center, and a rumbling group of fifth graders pack the center's animal-filled halls. The kids from 12th Street Elementary School have just spent an hour learning all about the artist Charlie Harper and his geometric prints of nature. Now, they've drawn their own nature pictures.
I drew one of the owls, two of the birds, all the shapes that he used. I drew polar bear.
My favorite was where there's a lot of wolves and then on the bottom there's one dog, and all he did was use rectangles, triangles, and a couple of lines that just go in different directions and make it look like there's like a ton of wolves, but there's only like a couple of lines.
Harper's exhibit is relatively new to the Nature Center. It only premiered here in early February as a partnership with Kalamazoo's Education for the Arts program. Harper is notorious in the art world for his unique style, called minimal realism with bold shapes and lines. A wing becomes a yellow triangle, a dandelion becomes a set of stark, curved lines. The organization saw the simple yet complicated art as a perfect opportunity for learning, full of meaning but accessible enough for kids to understand. Mary Whalen is a teacher with Education for the Arts.
Even the children today said, it's just simple shapes, but it's really complicated. The way he pulls it all together using nature but he breaks it down to these simple shapes.
Whalen says that literally being in nature helps to make these ideas really stick. A painting of a chipmunk is fine, but when you look through a window and see that chipmunk in the wild and then compare it to the picture, that's something a kid's going to remember.
And the other thing that happens is, you know, we look out this window and see birds and squirrels, and actually we've seen all kinds of birds here. It's kind of quiet now, but we're lucky to see this cardinal. But in the children are, this is a magnet. This window is a magnet for them.
Outside those windows, along the Nature Center's trails, you can take in the second part of the Charlie Harper experience. It's something you might miss if you're not paying close enough attention. Ryan Kozatek, the center's field director, winds through the shrubs and trees. About 100 feet in, we stumble across something that obviously doesn't belong here. A picture frame supported by wires, floating about 5 feet off the ground.
The purpose of the frame is to kind of bring that focal point down, for a moment, lose that overwhelming complexity at times, and then get a focus of what we're seeing.
We crouch and peer through the frame at the branches and leaves above, cut off from the rest of nature. These frames are scattered throughout the center's Habitat Haven Trail, some small, some large, framing all kinds of scenes. Kozatek says these take nature and simplify it down into smaller pieces, just like Charlie Harper did.
As we look through that, you know, we've focused our vision now to this kind of square frame area. But even within that, there's still a lot of complexity. And so tying back to Charlie Harper, he would use those geometric shapes to still give the feel of the canopy, but bringing it down into terms that's, I don't know, it's just aesthetically, you know, pleasing. It's very beautiful.
Charlie Harper brought nature onto the canvas, and now the Nature Center is bringing the canvas into nature. You can see the exhibit through the end of May. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.